1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Negotiations continue on the debt ceiling in Washington under a tight deadline to avoid a government default. Democratic and Republican negotiators appear to be moving toward a deal, but so far none has been reached.
House Republican Matt Gaetz this week saying his party should not negotiate the debt ceiling with what he called our hostage, referring to the House Democratic minority. Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre firing back.
That we are not taking any hostages here. Default is not an option. We want to reduce the deficit.
And even with a deal this week, Matt Gaetz and others holding a hard line on no negotiations could collect enough votes to block it. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Lawmakers in the Texas State House could vote as early as today on whether to impeach State Attorney General Ken Paxton. On Thursday, lawmakers advanced 20 articles against Paxton, ranging from bribery to abuse of public trust. A study of 10,000 Americans says 1 in 10 people suffer from long COVID symptoms following an Omicron infection. This is ABC News. Several pizzerias in New York's Westchester County have found themselves the victims of graffiti as someone has been spray painting pizza slices on their walls over the past week.
At Four Corners in Pelham, making pizza is an art. This work of graffiti art that mysteriously appeared last Tuesday. It's not the only one.
Perhaps the most unusual location is in downtown New Rochelle, outside of an upscale restaurant. And to see the slice, well, you gotta look up.
I think people are really like confused about how they got up there and the time they spent getting up and putting it where it is.
So is it vogue or vandalism? Opinions are split.
That's ABC's Marcus Solis. Hyundai Motor Group and LG Energy Solution announcing plans for a $4.3 billion electric battery plant as part of Hyundai's new electric vehicle assembly plant in Southeast Georgia. The companies will split the investment and say production will begin as soon as late 2025. Governor Brian Kemp says the plant will employ 3,000 people. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes! go. So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What state are you jealous of? 844-967-2789. And I mean that genuinely. If you live in Wisconsin right now, or I guess this could be if you live in any state, but sure. as far as the grass is greener, and you look over at a neighboring state or maybe a state further away and you're like, oh, they seem to be doing it right.
Why can't we be more like that?
Why can't we be more like that? And, you know, Wisconsin's a proud place. Wisconsin loves Wisconsin. We're very proud to live here. I think we're very quick to defend how great it is. We're very quick to be very proud when we get, and you know, one of our cities is on the top cities to live or whatever. We tap any kind of list. We probably kind of feel like an underdog sometimes, but Wisconsin loves Wisconsin. That is the number one thing I have recognized and probably exploited in some ways in my own career since moving back. But, you know, we also get very frustrated. And so, you know, we have these fun rivalries with our neighbors. We have names for the people who live below us in Illinois. We love to point out that the Vikings have never won a Super Bowl. I don't feel we fight with Michigan over who's really the mitten state. Clearly us. We actually look like a hand.
Obviously,
they do not.
They should just give it back.
And you know, whatever's going on over in Iowa. But it's hard to deny when you are someone who champions policies that will help a lot of people and address some structural issues that are very popular, to look to your neighbor to the west and want to still poke fun at them, but also be like, well, you're doing something right. God dang it.
Wish it could be us. I wish we were more like you.
Of course, I am talking about Minnesota. And I will admit right now, as of yesterday, watching the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, sign their $72 billion two-year budget that arguably could make a generational impact on the changes that they've decided to make and the things that they're investing in. And then I look at the chaos that is happening in our budget process and not go, the other side of the Mississippi doesn't look so bad right now.
I know.
And I hate admitting that, but you know, you got to give credit where credit is due, that in a singular legislative session, from my point of view, there's plenty of people who would disagree with me, what they have managed to get done in Minnesota is basically like the upside down world of what they've done in Florida this year.
Absolutely.
And the number one thing there's a lot. Because I think arguably, because they just legalized marijuana.
Yes.
And that is huge. It is huge. But there is a ton of stuff that they've done. So basically, the wide-reaching measures of their budget include free school meals for kids, for K through 12 kids.
Those lazy
free
kids.
Tuition. Yeah.
Lazy.
Just handouts.
Six-year-olds just hanging around.
Free tuition at public colleges for students whose families earn less than $80,000 a year. A paid family and medical leave program, which we talked about last week. Health insurance, regardless of immigration status. Gun violence prevention, abortion protections, voting rights expansions. And as we said, legalizing marijuana. I don't even know if that's everything. But that is a lot just by itself.
No kidding. And I am not certain about this, and maybe you know, do Democrats hold a huge majority in Minnesota?
No. No.
It's
one seat in the Senate. So the Democrats took back control of state government, so the House, the Senate, and the governor's office for the first time in a decade after November's elections. And with a one-seat majority in the Senate, this is what they've been able to do. And now, as you might imagine, Minnesota is certainly less razor-thin than Wisconsin. But there is certainly a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives. It is still maybe a darker purple, like a blue or purple. But it's still purple. I mean, obviously, they haven't had all three chambers of the House in a decade. And so, you know, similar, I think, to how much Michigan's gotten done, because Michigan is in the same situation where they fixed their gerrymandering problem. They got fair maps in this last
cycle,
this last redistricting cycle. And all three of their chambers are also Democrats now, and they've gotten a lot of their wish list done. And conservatives, both in Minnesota and Michigan, obviously not happy, obviously warning about what this will mean for tax burdens and, you know, if these programs will actually work. But I guess the only silver lining for how chaotic Wisconsin is right now is as more and more of our neighbors to the right of us, to the left of us, below us, Canada's a whole different story, so we won't talk about them, but to see how these programs work and how they're implementing these things and how what it brings to the state, what it brings to economic viability, what it brings to population and people moving there. And at least it gives us something to be able to point to, because I always come back to talking about Wisconsin and comparing it to Texas and Florida is apples and oranges. Talking about how we're comparing to our other regional states that have similar industries, that have similar climates, that have similar, boomerang type migration as far as people being from here and moving back. Like, it's just a lot easier to compare that than just saying, well, we should have no income tax because look at what it's doing for Florida.
Yeah.
And so my question to you, are you jealous of Minnesota right now? And if not, is there any state that you kind of eye that if you didn't love Wisconsin, but also if you didn't have family here and your job wasn't here, but you know, you kind of look at it, you're like, well, I could see myself living there just based on whatever. Could be the weather, could be how they run their state. Is there a state that you are eyeing and or jealous of? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because certainly for me today, I have to admit, I'm a little jealous of Minnesota.
That's okay, Kristen. You can admit it, so that's always an important step.
That is an important step. What about you? Is there a state that you look at sometimes and you're like,
yes,
where?
I've been feeling this the last couple. It's Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. I have a friend whose parents have a cottage on the other side of the lake.
So they get the sunsets.
So they get the sunsets. And the weather travels across the lake. So either last year or the year before when I was there, I watched this storm come across Lake Michigan for 3.5 hours. It was like sitting in surround sound. It was the coolest thing. It was the coolest thing. And Ann Arbor is a beautiful town. There's some lovely communities in Michigan. So I have Michigan envy.
Okay.
I admit it.
Okay.
I own it.
You admit it. I'm trying to think. I feel like I've had Colorado envy in the past, as far as it being a place where, you know, they kind of have everything. Although now Denver's getting to a point where it's like, it's so expensive, but Colorado seems to have a lot of good things going on. Massachusetts, it's actually on a lot of different scales is like the best state to live in as a woman when it comes to like paid leave and health outcomes and pay parity and all of these different economic outcomes for women. I remember reading about this once as far as like Massachusetts, good place for the ladies. And so certainly there's other places that I am jealous of just because, you know, there's parts of me that sometimes missed is New York. But when it comes to policy and how they treat their people and the things that they're prioritizing, and also that if the way that you vote as a electorate reflects the values of a place, like so many of these policies come back to the objections to them is, I don't want to pay for something that doesn't benefit me. And there's just so much individualism that for me, I just don't recognize as far as why wouldn't we do what we can to take care of each other?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is there a state of which you are jealous? Scott from Chicago. Hey, Scott, joining us. What do you think, Scott?
Good morning. I feel like
Good morning.
Part of it comes from where you're moving or where you currently live, because I'm actually looking at moving to Milwaukee this summer from Chicago, because even though like my politics agree more with Illinois, it's just too expensive to live here anymore.
Yeah, totally.
So it's like,
well, we would welcome you. We would welcome you, Scott.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. So it's like, well, I think there are definitely things that need to be changed with Wisconsin. It's like where I'm coming from, it's like I think the long-term politics